often wonder, do children take vacations or do parents take vacations? Yeah, I guess they go together sometimes, don't they? Yeah. Well, we're glad you're here this morning, and we hope you have your Bibles with you. Can't come to church without your Bible, can you? The Word of God is a sword. It rightly divides the truth for us to live by. I'll be reading out of Matthew this morning, chapter 5, which begins the Sermon on the Mount. You know, chapters 5, 6, and 7 should be read every day, because one of the greatest sermons that Jesus himself spoke, and it's spoken with such an impact and inspiration that the Spirit of God delivered. I am blessed every time I just read the Sermon on the Mount, because it is loaded with a lot of inspiration and spiritual guidance for our lives. And if we could just live these three chapters, you know, we would be doing good. We need to work on that every day in our lives. Oh, by the way, my mother is here. I forgot to mention her a while ago. I might be in trouble if I get back home. I didn't do that, but no, I wouldn't. But we're glad to have her with us this week and next week. And Lois and Kenneth, they all came up together. Lori's mom and dad. So we're glad to have all of them with us today and this week partly. All right, Matthew chapter 5. I'm going to begin with verse 13. Here Jesus is talking about we are to be disciples, and we'll be disciples in the world. Not of the world, but in the world. Because we all have a responsibility to make an impact. And you notice here in this particular passage that Jesus uses two things that we're very familiar with: salt and light. Now, some of us may say, well, I don't need any salt in my diet. Well, we may not. But our impact within the world as Christians need to reflect the preservatives and the purities that salt does. There's a reason that Jesus uses salt. Because in ancient time, it was a preservative. Purities and so forth, and what it was made part of. So follow along with me with verse 13, chapter 5, Matthew chapter 5, verse 13. And the title of this morning is Developing Contagious Christian Character. That's what we need in our lives. We need Christian character. You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt has become tasteless, how can it be made salty again? Can it? No, it can't. It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled under foot by men. Then he says in verse 14, you are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden. That is true. Nor does anyone light a candle or a lamp and put it under a basket, but on the lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. And verse 16 kind of summarizes these two verses. Let your light shine before men in such a way that they may be your good works. Is that what it says? No. That they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. And anything that we do in our lives, we want to glorify the Father, right? With our life. There was a story sent into the Christian Today magazine that's a periodical. It comes out monthly. It's about a lady herself who had a 4-year-old niece named Paige, and her daughter, was named Ashley, and she was 6 years old. But it just so happened they got into an argument upstairs in their home, and it got louder and louder and louder to the point that the mother was going to have to go upstairs and try to intervene. As she had started up the steps, here her daughter Ashley come running down and said, "Mother, you know where in the Bible where it says that Jesus wants us to be the salt of the earth? Well, Paige is being the pepper today." You know, sometimes we are the pepper, aren't we? Well, we need to be the salt. Now, when you take this passage of Scripture and you look in the ancient times, salt was very important. When you look at salt, it's not like that we have on our tables. It's not the same. The salt that is talked about here in this passage of Scripture is like the salt in the Dead Sea, which is 9 times stronger or better than the ocean. And the ocean is pretty salty, isn't it? But all the minerals and everything that runs into the Dead Sea collects there, and this salt is taken out. In the ancient times, they would dig out a salt pit. They would run water over that till all the impurities and stuff like that were washed away. Then they would take it, and they would take it to the stores and to sell it and so forth. But all of the impurities, all the important parts of the salt and the impurities that came in and done away with the ingredients of that salt would cause it to harden. And the people would take the salt and take it up on their roof and use it to walk on because it was that hard. Because once all the ingredients of the salt was taken away and all the impurities come in, then it became saltless. It was no use. Useless anymore. So that's why the scripture says that don't let it be where the men will trample upon it. Now, when we look at our lives, you know, when you just imagine Jesus on the hillside and he was looking at all the people there. They were ordinary people. People just like you and me, listening to Jesus speak about the impact, the difference. And see, he was speaking to the disciples, he was speaking to the people there, and he said, "You know what? I want you to be the salt of the earth. I want you to put the fragrance, preservative in the world that I came to do." And Jesus knew he would be approaching death one of these days. And while he was there, he was going to make sure that they understand what their life and why he had come. And as he looked upon their lives and saw the good in their lives, he said, "This is what I want you to be. I want you to be the salt," in verse 13. And then in verse 14, he said, "I want you to be the light of the world." When the light, you see, upon a lampstand, not under a basket, not hidden where people can't see you, but I want your light so shine that you can make such an impact upon this world, and I'm going to impact this world while I'm here, but when I am gone, you're going to be a reflection of me. When people see you, they're going to know that you have been with me. And you see, we are to be a reflection of Christ in our life. When people see us, when we're at work, wherever you work. You see, that's one thing. You see, you are to be the light in your community, at your work, in the marketplace. When people see you, they're going to say, "You know, there's something different. There's something important about that person," because, you know, there's such a pleasant look on that person's face, on your face. Just this few days ago, Brenda and I walked into the store, and you know, there's always a greeter at Walmart, right? There's always a greeter at Walmart. And they're always friendly. Welcome to Walmart. How's your day? And I always say, great, how's your day? And this person greeted me and I said, how are you doing? Well, she spoke to me and I said, I'm doing great, how are you? And walked on and she said, just a minute, says, you're Pastor Mike from Versailles Baptist Church, aren't you? And I was looking at her and said, I know you. And I didn't know her. I didn't know her, but she knew me. But she had seen me and met me before. And she said, I remember you. It was at a funeral here recently. And as Jay always said, you know, always smile, right, Jay? People wonder what you're up to. But she said, I remember you. So, see, it makes a difference as when you enter into a marketplace or a store or your workplace, people may need to see that smile. They may need to know that there's something different about you that they see that they want within themselves. And if we will reflect what Jesus is saying here, be the salt of the earth. Be the purities of the earth. Be the preservative of the earth. Let your life so be different and let it shine that people will be drawn to the Lord. You see, we don't want people drawn to us. You see, it's not about us, but it's to the Lord. See, we are his spokesman. And that's why Jesus chose these 12. He said, you know, you're going to be a model to the world. You're going to be the people who I want to follow because you're following me. All through the scripture where Jesus is talking to the disciples, he is preparing them for life. He's preparing them for the good times. He's preparing them for the hard times. And we're going to see all of it, aren't we? We're going to be on the mountaintops a lot of times, or we're going to be down in the valley sometime. There's going to be obstacles placed in front of us. And it depends on our attitude, how we're going to approach or how we're going to get through situations. And if our heart is not right, if we got a little pepper there, it's not going to turn out as good. But if we salt it and flavor it and preserve it, it's going to protect what God is trying to do in our lives. So, we are the salt. We are the light of the world. Jesus said, I came into the world to light up the world where there is darkness. And you see, the darkness is sin. And when we take this communion here in a few minutes, you see, it represents what Jesus did for you and me. He came into this world to remove the darkness of sin, which was tarnished from the very beginning in Genesis, where Adam and Eve, they came into the garden, they ate of the fruit, and from that moment on, sin entered the world. See, God has put you and me, us here, to make a difference, to add a fresh aroma. You know, when you go into a flower shop, what do you smell? Flowers. When you go into a spice place, what do you smell? Spices. It adds fragrance to the air. And you say, oh, it smells so good. When a Christian walks into a room, what should you see? Or what should you hear? Or what should you smell? Freshness. You see, that's what God is looking for in our life. It doesn't matter if we're at home, at school, at work, wherever we are. You see, we need to say, thank God, thank you for putting me where you have put me today. Thank you for allowing me to have this job. Thank you for allowing me to be in this place where I can impact people in this world. You see, God is looking for positive Christians. He's looking for positive outlooks. He's looking for people willing to make a difference. And that's what he's saying to the disciples here. Ordinary people, uneducated, these disciples were. But you see, they were so strong in the Spirit that they were able to see far beyond a lot of other people because they had been with the Lord. And he had taught them. And when we have been with the Lord, see, and when we walk away and out into the in the world where we spend a lot of our time, and when we talk to people, people that are hurting, people are down and out upon their life, you see, we've been there too. And then when you can talk to people and help them understand where you are and where they are, you can better understand. You know, this may have come upon you, but you know, God will see you through it. And that's what he's telling the disciples here. You know, if you will be the salt of the earth, you'll be light of the world, it doesn't matter what happened, you're going to be triumphant through it. Now, there's a lot of people that makes a lot of difference in this world. And I want to close with this. And we'll have our communion here today together. I don't know how many of you have read a story about Major Hal Sellers. He's a 13-year veteran in the U.S. Marine Corps. And he was to be sent to Iraq, him and his battalion. And he's married to Betsy Sellers, and they have three little boys. And you know, just leaving his family, his wife, and three boys is hard enough, you know, to go over and fight at Iraq is hard enough. But right before he was getting ready to deploy, he found out that his youngest boy had a heart disease to the point that he would need heart transplant. Well, doctor says if we don't do a heart transplant on this young boy, he will die. So the family had to make a decision. Well, the Marine Corps said, you know, we'll allow you to have a desk job here in the local area so you can be here with your family till you can work this out. Guess what? As they interviewed Betsy said, you know, I've got to do what I've got to do. My husband has to do what he has to do. And we have to do what we have to do for other people too. And he chose to go on to Iraq with his battalion and leave his boy in behalf of the hospital to work out his situation. You see, was he thinking about himself only? No. And we might say, well, his place was there with his home. But you know, he made a decision. He wanted to make an impact. He wanted to make a difference in the world for other people. He was willing to sacrifice, you know, his own life for others. And see, that's what Jesus had done for us, you know. He could have taken the easy way out. And we might say, well, what would I have done? What would we have done? But this man, Major Hal Sellers, decided that he would do what he was called to do, is to go fight for his country and leave his boy and his family in the hands of God for their protection. See, he was saying, I'm going to be the salt. My family is the salt of the earth. I'm going to be the light of the earth. I'm going to shine for the Lord. See, his faith was in the Lord. He could be there, but you see, he knew his son was in the good hands of the Lord and those who who was going to be providing the heart transplant plant for his son. So we see, when we think about what God wants to do in our life and what he is doing, the difference is, where's our heart? What is God doing with us? We see he's going to use those who are closest to him, who are willing to say, Lord, you know, I surrender my life. I commit it to you, regardless of the circumstances. My life is surrendered to you. So this morning, I want us to think about the salt and light, where we are as salt, where we are as a light of the world. What impact are we making in this world that we're lost? If you were up on your deathbed today, you know, how do you want people to perceive you? That you were doing everything that you could do to make an impact, making a difference in the world, or were you being the pepper? So you want to be salt of the earth, not pepper. There's a big difference. And see, God knows the difference. And see, he'll let you and I know the difference. But we are to be the salt of the earth, the light that shines brighter than anything that we can imagine if we always just trust him with our life. May we pray. Our Father, we thank you this morning for this time together, thinking about our lives in perspective to what you're looking for us to accomplish, and you accomplish through us. And I pray through the scriptures this morning that we understand that you have called us to impact this world with our lives as you have impacted our lives, and you gave yourself for us that we might have eternal life. And during this invitation, Lord, and the communion that follows, Lord, we just thank you for the grace and the mercy that you extend to each one of us, that what we do in this world will make a difference. We thank you for your love. We thank you that you have chosen us to be your lights, to shine brightly in this community, in our world, that we can make a difference for you. It's in Christ's name we pray. Amen. Our hymn of invitation this morning is 329. 329, the Savior is what?